"Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son into our world to bring us peace and to let the storms be quiet. But Heavenly Father, we thank you and we ask you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that he will strengthen our faith in Jesus, that we will not just see, but will truly hear and believe. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this story is before Jesus tells his disciples, "We must go up to Jerusalem so that the Son of Man must suffer much, die, and even be buried." Here we have the Lord teaching his disciples who he is, as he did for about 3 years in an intensive course of theology. And we would imagine that this training was so impressive that they would really have got it. That they would have understood what he stood for and what he was about. He is a man who could feed them in the desert. He who could bring this terrible squall to a quiet, peaceful, idyllic scene. It is not much after that the disciples are now up on the way to Jerusalem. Yes, they have actually had the Passover, and the Lord introduced the Lord's Supper to them, and they are on their way to Gethsemane, and you have a changeover of roles. Now Jesus is the one who is awake and asks his disciples again and again and again that they watch with him, that they do not sleep, but that they should pray with him. But the disciples, they who should know who Jesus is, they who said they would follow him into death without running away, without hiding, without giving up, they are asleep because they can't wake with him even a few hours. Is it because even there they are terrified and they don't really know who it is? But they don't really know who Jesus is as their master. They are very quick with their mouth. You remember St. Peter who said, "If all of you then leave you, I will not leave you." And he is also asleep. He betrays Jesus, he who was so assured of himself, denies that he even knows him. It seems as if everything has forgotten. All the time with Jesus, that he is the one who can bring the storms to quiet and peace, it seems it's better to say I don't know him. Yes, to even curse myself, I never knew him. Strange, the human heart. It is strange what even a little girl can do to a big man. They are not all like Joseph, who withstands and rather takes up prison. He's not afraid. He's one of the heroes of our faith and of the Bible. Joseph is this young man who was cast out by his brothers. You know, brothers sometimes turn like that. That they who proclaim very much we are friends in good times, they will exercise the brother and let him stand out in the rain just because they feel like it, just because they can. Pressing their power and letting, because perhaps they're jealous. Perhaps they are envious that he is called to a special calling by their God, that even sun and moon bow down to his star. Yes, it's a strange thing about the human heart that the disciple comes to him and betrays him with a kiss, taking him into an embrace, saying, I love you, O Lord. But meantime, he is busy betraying him. Strange. And when he realizes what he has done, he goes and hangs himself. It's strange how the disciples, who were so close to Jesus, that they saw that he actually rose Lazarus from the dead, called him out of death, the clutches of death, that they are now so afraid because of this hour of darkness and these powers of evil who are now attacking them. My dear friends, the gospel was written for us in our edification, not just as an example, but also that we remember and recall that Jesus suffered that for us, so that we would hear and recognize who he is. That he suffered that because of us. You know, for our sins and our iniquities. We can't just point the finger to Judas, to Peter, to this and that one. But rather, we must say, it is me and my sins which brought you onto that cross. I was supposed to hang there. And he did that so that we would be free of this burden. That we would, when we then come to conversion, strengthen the brothers. Not pull the brothers down, not pull the sisters down into a similar disbelief, but rather to strengthen the faith, to point them to Jesus, to the Savior, who's the power over storms, who's the power over all evil, who's the Lord over everything. Behold, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and I am with you every day. So do not be afraid. Don't hide your face under the blanket. Do not forget who you are, brothers and sisters of Christ, sons of the living God. You are called not to be afraid, but to pronounce the gospel of Christ with courage and vigor, day in, day out, in good and in bad times, just like Joseph did even in prison, just like Daniel did in the lion's den, just like Paul did in Philippi when he was in the stock. There are many stories like that. And you remember Sunday's text when you heard of Elijah, who was so afraid of Isabel, the vicious queen. And Paul, and God tells his prophet, "Do you think you're the only one left over? There are 7,000 who have not bowed their knees before God. Don't think that these or those with their big mouths can frighten or intimidate you. Rather, stick to the Lord, do what is right, and go. I've got a great work for you still to do. You cannot die yet here under the tree. Eat and drink, and then go and do to what I've called you. I've called you to teach. I've called you to learn. Don't stick your head in the ground like an ostrich. You're not an ostrich. You are a child of God, brothers and sisters of Christ, who were not afraid to give a good confession even before lords and kings. That's what's in our confession. If you're Lutherans, you should not be afraid to pronounce the gospel and the good news that we are free and children of God, even before kings. Never mind small little hooligans. You should not be afraid. Your Lord says, I am with you, and therefore, peace be with you. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.